This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Monday edition of the show. We kick off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And as always, you can join us online. We got everything on our website totally free, freetalklive.com. All right, still to come here tonight, the president is supposed to be giving a speech about immigration, and we're definitely going to get either do an audio running commentary or just dissect what we know that he's going to be saying, because it's all been pretty much publicized ahead of time.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Also, more on the way here from Lou Rockwell. We've got something about, Torgo, I know you still want to talk about the TDD service.
I certainly do.
The phone service for deaf people, which is apparently subsidized or completely a government program, and you're saying there's a lot of waste. We'll explore that. 800-259-9231. We go to the phones, though. We return to Triddle in Washington on the Amplifier line. Triddle, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
So, Triddle, hey, you wrapped up our last segment by saying that you support secessionism, and you were going to go into a few reasons as to why.
Yeah, well, I believe the federal government is too big and too unruly. It's too big to get anything done effectively. It's too unruly because it can't be controlled, and the power of the executive office is far too great right now. When Congress got power to tax income the way that they did, that significantly changed the structure of the federal government and gave the president far more power than the man should have.
Right. Well, and you could also argue that in the Civil War times, the federal government just grabbed way too much power at that point, too.
Well, they did during the war. The success of the Union sort of caused that to happen. But they proved, Lincoln proved, that they're not going to handle secession, and that was the bloodiest war for Americans. More Americans died in that war than any other. I'm not sure that I think that quote-unquote secessionism is really the answer. As far as the Free State Project goes, if we could specifically talk about that for a second, it is not a secessionist movement. It is simply sort of a syndicalist idea.
You've used that word a few times now. What's that mean?
Well, creating a syndicate, creating a small little village of people that believe the same things.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Well, I believe if the Free State Project is actually going to accomplish its goals, and that's, I guess, when it comes to the practical word that they stick inside of our goals, that they're going to have to succeed from the Union, because what they want to do is not in line with what the Constitution lays out, or at least in how it's going around right now.
The version of the Constitution that that has been interpreted by the Supreme Court.
For instance, the federal government isn't going to like it too much if we decide to fully legalize drugs within the free state, for instance.
They don't like it if that it's legal for medical purposes
right.
In California. It's unlikely. But at that point, there will be sort of a struggle between the state and the feds, and we'll see how that comes out. I don't think that anybody's proposing secessionism right off the bat, though.
I think there are some people proposing that right off the bat. No. It's nothing official.
I'm not one of them.
The Free State Project itself doesn't take any sort of official position on that. However, there definitely are people within the movement that support this idea.
Absolutely. I know I've heard it, and I'm not very active.
You've heard the idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very active in the community as far as, spending a lot of time talking to others, but even I've heard that there are people who...
And how do you feel about it?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know enough about it. That's the thing. So listening to you guys talk is helpful.
Uh-huh. Well, Triddle, any other final thoughts for us on this?
Yeah, let me just make a comment about the sitting Supreme Court decision about how succession can happen. It's right now only sanctioned through either revolution or through the consent of Congress, and I don't think Congress is going to be consenting to that anytime soon.
Yikes. Well, I don't want violence. I really would like to avoid violence. It just seems totally unnecessary. Triddle, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind.
And even though Triddle continually mispronounced the word secession, I feel that his pronunciation may also be very correct, because I would feel like it is succession from the Union. It would be a success, perhaps.
If it were to succeed, that would be wonderful.
Yes.
Indeed.
Succession.
All right.
I can't say that, I understand where they're coming from, and if we're talking specifically about the Free mm-hmm. State Project. If we can't get our goals met by being in the Union, I think that the last resort, before armed violence, and
yeah.
That I do not support an armed revolution, before armed violence would be secession.
Right. And New Hampshire, by the way, is one of maybe two states with the right to secession actually enshrined in the New Hampshire Constitution.
In their Constitution, but it's not like the United States government gives a flying flip at a rolling donut what is in New Hampshire's Constitution.
Well, then you have to ask yourself, of course, what would they do about it, right? I mean, if you're saying they don't give a flip what's in the Constitution, then they're going to give a flip, obviously, about what we do. And if we do attempt
right.
to secede,
practical
the question becomes, what will the federal government do in response?
Right.
It's not just they don't give a flip. Apparently, they don't give a flip at a rolling donut.
I love that saying.
Did you make that one up yourself?
No, I heard it somewhere.
Okay.
And it wasn't a flip.
I figured.
Yeah, I bet. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Michael in Indianapolis. You're listening on. We're listening to Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ian. I'm actually in Fort Wayne, not Indianapolis.
Oh, well, my apologies.
Congratulations.
You just said Indiana, not necessarily, you know, a specific city. Anyways, I would like to wag my finger, as Stephen Colbert would say, at you for your idea that we should just let anybody into the country. You are hurting a very, very important resource. America. And if I'll tell you my little story to explain this, if you'd like.
Please
yeah, please.
Okay, my father recently got married to a foreign woman, so I now have a new stepmother. And they have been trying for several months to try to get through the rigmarole of making her a full-blown citizen of the United States.
Right. And marriage is obviously a big part of that.
It's very hard, even if you're married to a citizen.
Right, right, exactly. So what they have tried to do, and what they have gone to the market for, to look about, is a lawyer to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
From anywhere from $175 per hour to $350 per hour of their work.
So they're going to spend thousands.
Yes, towards helping them fill out and be successful in getting her citizenship.
So wait, are you telling me that this process is so onerous, such a burden, so difficult and hard to understand that you have to hire a lawyer to get through the paperwork?
Yes, there is a market for lawyers to help you through the paperwork of becoming a citizen.
Yes. Because there's so many things you can get wrong, and if you get it wrong, then if you screw up the paperwork, then they just throw you out. They just throw the entire application out.
Yes, and think about how your idea would hurt the poor lawyers and the Porsches.
You're right.
And the Lexuses.
What was
Lexi.
I thinking?
Well, you know,
I know.
Here at Free Talk Live, we're not real fond of laws in general, and that's not going to be good for lawyers specifically.
Yeah, true.
But those lawyers would have the opportunity to, reassign themselves to damages cases. There'd probably just be a strong tort system in a libertarian America.
You're so heartless. But seriously, though, let's go ahead.
I'm fine. I can live with that.
I'm going to go ahead and turn to the good book, and by the good book, I mean The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith.
Okay.
And he talks about, I don't remember what chapter it is, but he talks about prosperity of a nation and population and so forth. And there's this one line near the end of this page that says, the most decisive mark of the prosperity of any country is the increase of the number of its inhabitants.
So do you think it's a percentage increase, or do you think that it is just the sheer size of a nation?
Well, you know, I wouldn't go to interpret Adam Smith so minutely and split hairs in such a way. But I figure that statement might calm your beating heart.
There's no doubt that the illegal immigrants that have come into this country have been great for our economy. As far as the economy goes, it's kind of lackluster, but doing pretty good comparatively. It's not like it was before 2001, but it's doing pretty good. And I'd say that it wouldn't be doing nearly as good if it wasn't for all these illegal aliens in here buying food and shelter and automobiles
and providing
things that they need in order to live.
And providing services at a very very low rate,
right.
Allowing prices to stay low.
Artificially low, unfairly low.
Life ain't fair. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking immigration, we're going to get to this President Bush speech here in a moment. I think we're just going to have to essentially get some of the highlights out there because we're not going to be able to listen to it, nor do I really want to. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Monday edition, you take control. 800-259-9231 and join us online at freetalklive.com where you'll find our wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll get info on the show, the hosts, the guests that we've had, the issues that we discuss, and more. All of the content has been created by you. In fact, if you go there and you see something that you consider wrong and you want to change it, well, then you can. You can also add things to the wiki. In fact, I think we have over 650 pages there that have been created by the listeners. wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
The Free State Project, the right choice for your future.
Choice. All right, we go to the phones. Calls are rolling in here on a variety of topics. Also, still coming up, we will we'll dissect President Bush's speech that he's giving tonight on immigration. But first, we go to Dave in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I'm normally known as Dave from New Hampshire, but
you are.
I'm on vacation in Colorado, so I'm calling from here.
I see.
But I did want to just touch base with you guys and remind your listeners about Porcupine Fest, which is coming up at the end of June.
Yes, it is. Now, what is Porcupine Fest?
It's when all the Free Staters get together in New Hampshire, even if they haven't moved there, usually about 300 or 400 people total, from June 23rd until July 1st this year in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Has it been pointed out, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I believe someone has claimed that the Porcupine Festival is the largest gathering of libertarians in the nation, in America. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's probably the largest in the world.
Right on.
I would assume. So, I don't know. Maybe the Libertarian Party convention itself might be bigger. I don't know.
I take it that you've attended at least two of them. Is that correct?
I attended one Porcupine Fest, but no Libertarian Party events.
Now, the Porcupine Festival, the last time you were there, you know, you experienced it. Why would you say the prime reason for people to go would be?
Just to see New Hampshire and to be around these people that maybe you only know from the web forums or just from hearing about it secondhand. There's just no substitute for being around people firsthand. But you'll also get a chance to exercise your freedoms. You know, every fifth person there is open carrying a firearm.
It's probably the safest gathering of libertarians.
I think it is.
One's going to be robbing Pork Fest, essentially.
No, correct.
Lots of camping and guns and children,
right? And alcohol.
Yes, plenty of
alcohol.
That's
Sam Adams.
It's a free thing.
Maybe a little marijuana here and there.
Yeah, there's a little weed floating around. You know, that also does not hurt anybody.
No, apparently it doesn't. Yeah. So there's going to be festivities. There's going to be speeches. There's going to be pro-freedom sorts of stuff going on, activity, things you'll want to get involved with. It really seems exciting. And you can get more information at freestateproject.org. Dave, anything else on your mind?
Nope. Just hope that folks will consider coming out if they haven't already scheduled it.
And you'll be there this year, right?
I have to work that week.
Wait, you're not going to make it
out
a little?
I made it the last one. No one can be everywhere. No one can do everything. I was afraid you would ask me that question.
Work.
I'm just calling to let all your listeners know that after hearing me on the show every week for well over a year, if you want to come and meet me at the Porcupine Fest,
you're SOL.
Too bad!
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it.
I do other things.
All right, man. See
all right, take care, guys.
You're a great activist. 800-259-9231. Somebody's got to bring home the bacon at some point, right?
Yes, absolutely.
He is a really active guy, and he does get out and do a lot of things. And it's just amazing that he makes enough time to do what he does.
You know who doesn't bring home the bacon? Jews.
No, they don't.
Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, Dennis.
So I wanted to talk about this whole idea of secession.
But first, are you going to Porkfest?
Oh, you bet.
All right.
I'm taking my little toddler child because my experience of being there last year was that it was a really fun place, and I wish
I'd... Wait a minute. Even with all the guns, alcohol, and marijuana?
Absolutely. I tell you, there's no safer place for children than a whole bunch of adults who believe in personal responsibility.
You're not going to use the kid as a mule, are you?
No, I wouldn't fit on his back.
Disturbing. All right, man. So you wanted to talk secession. What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, I don't believe that for New Hampshire specifically, it's as necessary as it might be in a lot of other states. And that's because New Hampshire's state constitution, gives us so many more rights than most states do. And everyone, the first thing they talk about with the New Hampshire Constitution, they talk about the right of revolution. And yeah, there is a clause. It actually says right of revolution right there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go up just a few lines from that in the Constitution, I just want to read this to you because it gets me all beautiful and teary, and it's one sentence. Okay? And it's straight out of the Bill of Rights of the New Hampshire Constitution.
Okay, got it.
The people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state, and do and forever hereafter shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America.
Wait, so did that just say that they can't delegate their freedoms away to the USA?
It says, unless we specifically say to the feds, will you please do this for us? Then it's ours. And the feds, therefore, are not allowed to say, oh, guess what? We're all going to do the following. It's no. No, that power and right belongs to those of us in this state, unless we specifically give it to the feds.
The question is, though, how many of those freedoms have the New Hampshire government given away to the feds? I mean, I'm sure they've got all kinds of reciprocal agreements. I'm sure the feds are controlling the New Hampshire public government schools. There's highway money, obviously, involved. I mean, the feds are certainly... they've certainly taken control in a lot of ways. So the question is, can we elect people to reverse that trend?
Oh, you bet. I mean, the degree to which we've given up our state rights is so much less than other states. For example, the whole highway funds thing. We give up so much money every year because we don't have the mandatory seatbelt laws, because we don't have the mandatory helmet laws.
I didn't realize those were federal.
There are those typical federal things with strings, exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing with road signs, I don't know if you all remember this. You might be just a few years too young, but about 25 years ago, America was going to go metric.
Metric, yeah. So there was 55 miles an hour and then 88 kilometers per hour, KPHs.
All the kids in my generation, it's so twisted Norwellian now that I think about it. It's just like out of a Soviet thing. But we all had to learn little songs in school about the metric system. And
you may remember the
Schoolhouse Rock thing with the meter, just a little more than a yard.
Isn't metric better?
Oh,
metric
hey, it's
better.
Way better. It's way better. And I wish we used metric, because in engineering school it makes all the math a lot easier. But
right.
New Hampshire actually went ahead and said, you know what, no, we're not going to change our signs over to include kilometers anywhere for anything.
Hmm.
Because, you know what, we don't have to.
I see.
And we forewent a whole lot of federal money in doing that. And, of course, later on, everyone else realized, oh, geez, this just isn't going to work because people buy their gas by the gallon and their whiskey by the fifth, and that'll never change.
So you're essentially saying that since New Hampshire is already used to saying no to federal money, it won't be too difficult to get them to continue saying no and perhaps refuse some of the federal money they're already taking, maybe just turn around and say no to that at this point.
Bingo.
But you're going to have to run for office or something, Dennis, because we need more free staters in there.
Well, there's at least half a dozen free staters that I know of who are running for state rep.
Excellent. I'm sure you'll keep us up to date on that. Thanks for the call, as always, sir. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. People are definitely doing that tonight. Topics all over the map. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with the show, and you can get on the updates list for free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. For instance, if you were on the updates list this weekend, you would have been first to know when we posted Manwich's 10 questions up on our website.
Oh, I still haven't read that.
Yeah, man, which was interviewed.
Riveting stuff, let me tell you.
He was interviewed by AllAccess.com, which is an industry website here in the radio business, and it's pretty neat. So that's up on our site, and you would have known first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Our little Stacy's famous.
All right, we go to the phones. We talk to Jason in San Diego. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Torgo.
Hi, guys. It's been a while. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here, Jason. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about these wiretaps the NSA are doing. You know, I mean, I had called in before, you know, talked about Echelon and how the government's been spying on us.
This is Jason the Communist.
That's right.
It has been a while.
Yes, it has been a while. But, you know, I want to talk about the financial implications of this. Now, just think about the NSA. If you could tap the Fortune 500 companies and, you knew what the CEOs and the board of directors were all saying to each other, mm-hmm. just think about how you could manipulate the stock market with that.
Yeah.
And just think about how, the NSA, these guys, they're eavesdropping on everybody. And let's face it, I mean, probably the people they're concerned about eavesdropping on the most are the people with the money, or the people that can make you money. And,
sure.
I think it'd be interesting to look at, what type of investments the NSA, wiretapper people make.
Yeah, that would be
pretty
illuminating.
How good are they at predicting the market? And just think,
unfortunately, I doubt that you're going to be able to look at their investments. They pretty much keep everything really secret. And so I think that we had pointed out before that this is probably just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we know that they're monitoring the phone numbers dialed of millions of Americans. But I think you're probably right, Jason. It's inevitable that they're actually listening in, tuning in without anybody's knowledge, without any sort of court order, court approval, and using it for their benefit. Maybe it's financial benefit, maybe also political benefit. Maybe they're tuning in to the Democrats, to the campaign contributors, to the people running the campaigns to find out what's going on, what the inside track is.
Well, I think that Bush is basically going to be the fall guy, and they're going to blame him for what's been going on for like 50 years. I mean, they've been listening to people's phone calls and running them through computer banks for a long time.
Well, we know
Bush ever got in
there.
They're going to blame him, and he's going to be the scapegoat. And it just seems to me it's just more of the same game. I mean,
sure.
The Democrats and Republicans are, two-fifths of the same body, and they're just beating up the people.
Absolutely.
And, I think when we have President Hillary, she's going to do the same thing.
I think you know what? We're actually in total agreement on this one.
I think that when you look at it, we're a country with a lot of problems. I mean, you can't even be Catholic in this country and be president. I mean, it pretty much has been Episcopalians and Presbyterians. They're the two churches that pretty much have run the presidency
for a long time.
You have to be an old-line WASP to get any, to be really any, get any kind of power in this country.
John Kennedy was a Catholic, wasn't he?
Yes.
And look what happened to him, huh? Yeah, brain splattered out on the back end of a Lincoln Continental. But yeah, when you're Catholic, you get assassinated. Well, yeah, he's been the one and only guy, and look what, they made an example of him.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want the Pope running our country, right?
What do you think would happen if an atheist ran for president?
Well, you know what, I think that that's probably less likely than a Catholic getting in. But, well, I mean, if you think about it, if you can't even be Catholic and be president in this country, we have some real problems.
Well, we'll know what will happen in 2016 when I run for president.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're an atheist.
I can be, if necessary, just to go ahead and see what will happen.
All right. Jason, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, to me, I just really think that, you know, this NSA wiretapping, you know, it stunk. It stinks for a long time. They need to make it. I think it already is illegal, but, you know, I really do need to do away with these agencies. That
yes.
It seems to me these bureaucracies have more power than the
presidency. Wait a minute. Are you calling for a reduction in the size of government?
Well, I definitely need a reduction in the size of the police state.
You're not calling for a. You're not calling to remove the NSA and replace it with another agency with a different structure. You actually just want to get rid of the NSA. Shall I add the FBI, the CIA to that mix as well?
Yeah, I definitely think that we need to get rid of these bureaucracies that have basically taken over. The CIA did play a role in killing Kennedy. A lot of people don't want to talk about that either. You know,
well, I'm not sure. Whatever.
Well, look at Bertrand Russell was one of the people that believed that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy. He had 16 questions that he'd asked.
Of course, there was a conspiracy. Whenever
yeah, well,
you
Bertrand Russell wrote, you know, he basically came up with Principia Mathematica. He was the most prolific logician, probably the greatest philosopher of the 20th century. You know, I mean, if
whenever
you want to go by,
whenever you have more than one person,
authority.
Whenever you have more than one person plotting to do something, you have a conspiracy. It's obvious there
are
was
you
a conspiracy.
Saying that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act on his own? Is that what you're alleging?
There were no witnesses to Lee Harvey Oswald pulling the trigger. Lee Harvey Oswald never said that he did it. In fact, when they did the paraffin wax test on him, it was inconclusive. It wasn't any proof that he even shot a gun that day. And when you think about it, according to the witnesses, they spotted him downstairs, you know, on the phone, you know, like, you know, drinking a Coke. And I think that you know, at the time of the shooting. So if you think about it, he had to go literally, you know, shoot Kennedy, you know, pop off three shots with his impossible at the Mannlicher Carcano, and then run down like several flights of stairs and, you know, be drinking in a Coke, you know, when he was spotted by two other people that worked in the book depository meeting. But, I mean,
Take a look, Jason,
at the fact that Bertrand Russell, the greatest philosopher of the 20th century, believed there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy. And, you know, I mean, if you want to argue with the greatest logician of the 20th century,
I think there's all kinds of interesting
posters, these people that don't believe in a conspiracy actually take on Bertrand Russell's point.
Jason, I don't think any of us are arguing with you here, man. I think there's definitely some questionable stuff there with the whole Kennedy death, and unfortunately, we'll probably never know the truth.
And Jason, I believe that the Lincoln 63 Lincoln Continental that he was killed in was one of the most beautiful cars ever made.
Thanks
well,
for
we
call,
agree
Jason.
On something then.
Well, I think we agreed on a lot this call. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's rare that we actually have a courteous call with him where we actually are in so much agreement, considering he's a communist and we're libertarians. But, man, if he's calling for the abolishment of those three agencies, then I'm all for it.
And I will agree that that car was beautiful for a time.
For a time?
And then it got kind of unbeautiful.
Messy, right?
Yeah.
Mess, yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Adam in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, Adam, what's on your mind?
Howdy.
Actually, I'm a first-time listener, and I would just like to comment on the entire debate about the NSA and wiretaps.
Sure.
The last guy that he seemed to depict it that there's like a van on every street corner, things like that. From what I've heard and watching C-SPAN and, you know, a lot of online resources, they're mainly monitoring calls overseas, mainly to Middle Eastern countries, too.
Okay, well, there's at least two different programs going on that we've become aware of. How many we've not become aware of is another question. But, yes, they are monitoring. We've caught them red-handed monitoring calls overseas from domestic calls going overseas. And the other allegation or the other thing that's come out has been that they're also monitoring your phone calls without actually listening. They're just sort of getting a list of the numbers you've called. And no, there's I don't think anyone's ever claimed there's a ban on every corner.
Now that's why they're suing that's why there's a lawsuit against AT&T
and now Verizon,
and Verizon is because they're in fact turning over this personal information. And I have another story on it if you you know,
Adam, if
you
have more comments, hang on. We kind of give you the short end of the stick on that one. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, comments on the president's immigration speech tonight. and whatever it is that you want to talk about. Also, the drinking age, TDD, and more. This is Free Talk Live.
Gene, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free 800-259-9231 is the number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Egan here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. where there's an auction going on. You want to bid on one of the banners on our website, you should go to auction.freetalklive.com because we are selling the fifth banner on our site. You get it for an entire month, and you can pretty much advertise virtually anything. It's $26 with about a day and a half left. So auction.freetalklive.com. You get a banner ad on our site, auction.freetalklive.com.
I'm almost tempted to buy that myself.
That's a hell of a deal. All right, so we go back to Adam in North Carolina. Adam, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Now, Adam, you said this was your first time not only calling the show, but also listening to the show, which is unusual. And I think most people probably don't pick up the phone the first time that they listen. So welcome,
power to them.
Welcome aboard. Hopefully we aren't too shocking to you. Where did you find the program?
Actually, my brother is actually a pretty dedicated listener. Me and him have debates almost every night. I mean, not like arguments, but actual debates about our beliefs. Like, he's become more of a libertarian. I'm actually a very right-wing conservative, but...
Uh-huh.
Now, what does right-wing conservative mean?
It's a good question.
Like, I know what a libertarian is. I don't know what a right-wing conservative is.
He loves pork products and God, and he hates women and blacks.
Whoa, wow.
Well, it could mean that, right?
Wow,
I'm sorry, he's just a jokester.
I'm the jokey one on the show. I apologize for not warning you. It's okay. I forgot to say, and gays.
Oh, wow, dude, that's a horrible stereotype, man. You know, I have lots of liberal, and I also have many gay friends, too. And, you know, I've got many black friends.
It's just a joke. Please, go on and tell us what a
your definition of a right-wing
conservative is.
Yes, we really want to know what you think. Go ahead, sir.
The question was, what's
a conservative? What does it mean to be a right-wing conservative? What's that mean?
It's allegiance to your political party, as in, you know, pro-gun, you know, pro-life.
But wait a minute. The Republican party, you mean to be a conservative means you're allied with the Republicans? Because they're not pro-gun. The last time I looked, I believe they were calling for the enforcement of something like 20,000 federal gun laws that were on the books, which restrict your freedom to carry arms, your right to bear arms. So I'm sorry, I don't think you can qualify the Republicans as pro-gun. They're for restrictions on gun freedom.
They might be more pro-gun than the Democrats, but I think that falls into the trap of, well, I'll just have to accept the lesser of two evils.
Wow.
Okay,
no,
I'm sorry, I interrupted your description, but keep going. Pro-gun, what else?
No, man, that's all right. Actually, the definition is pretty much in our house. You know, everyone here is pro-gun, and everyone, and it's just pretty much everyone we know. But, you know, that was my mistake and my foul-up to include that in the definition. But really, what I came to comment about was the...
But wait, you didn't answer the question yet. Now, hold on, we really want to explore this, because the reason we're asking you this, Adam, is because lots of people will claim up and down to be conservatives or liberals, but really they don't even themselves know what that means, nor does their definition necessarily jive with other people's definitions that also label themselves conservatives or liberals. So, once again, what does being a conservative mean to you?
In the simplest terms, I would just have to say pro-Bush. I'm sorry, man, but
okay.
I'm so...
Now, do you believe that there should be prayer in schools, in government schools? Do you think there should be prayer?
To be honest, I have mixed feelings, though. But no, I don't believe that there should be prayers in schools.
So,
in public schools.
So your definition of conservative sort of means the status quo, the way things are right now, mostly.
I don't think he's ever thought this much about it, man.
I've done so much research, and I never really thought to question, you know, myself.
Sure.
These are the crazy things that we ask people to do on Free Talk Live, is question your own beliefs.
And I would say that the Republican Party wants you to not question yourself.
Indeed. Now, you actually said that being conservative means you're pro-Bush, so that clearly doesn't have anything to do with a definition of conservative, but more with just an allegiance to a political personality, because, I mean, if you go back to the campaign Bush from the year 2000, you have somebody that was spouting off things about liberty and small government and other nice classic conservative things to say. However, since he's gotten into office, we've discovered that George Bush, the so-called conservative, has grown the size of the government at a much faster clip than even Bill Clinton did. I mean, we're talking, he's grown the government at twice the clip as Bill Clinton did. Now, none of us are Clinton fans, but the fact that this man claims to be for small government and yet continues to grow the size and scope of the federal government certainly doesn't qualify him as a conservative, again, whatever that means. So are you sure that you're pro-Bush? You're just, whatever Bush does, you're for it?
Oh, wow, man. Wow. No. Times have changed since he was running for office. You have to understand that the necessary actions are needed to ensure our safety. And I understand that I do also have mixed feelings about wiretapping and everything, but it's somewhat the necessary evil, I want to say.
Now, do you think that government programs are generally successful or generally unsuccessful?
Cite some examples.
Welfare, Social Security.
War on drugs.
The war on drugs. Would you call these things successes or failures?
I would personally, I would call them works in progress.
Mm.
I would
nice
not
dodge.
Lie to you.
That, it's,
oh.
I would have to call it a dodge. Do you want to bring him back?
Or? Oh, man, I don't know. We've got so many other calls hanging
okay.
on the line. Adam, great call.
Thank
call
you.
Us again sometime.
Please keep listening.
Think about your beliefs. It's one thing that you really should be questioning is yourself, especially if you've just been sort of going along with the flow of things for your prior few years. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231 is the number here. Josh in California. David, hey, ladies, if you call in, we put you on first. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show. As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, we got lots of stuff, and it's all for free, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you will see over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to the listener map. With a digital push pin, you can punch in your location, your name, photo of yourself, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our map. It's free. Map.freetalklive.com.
You know, it makes me sad. I like the fact that we have a listener map. I think it's a cool feature. I think it's kind of an interesting little thing to have.
Yeah.
I wish that the site that it was on wouldn't continue to suck out loud. You know, just, and get worse every time you go to it.
Well,
the map itself is cool. It's worth going to. It's worth checking out. But, you know, just like, oh, could you use a little more just, I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
Not as bad as MySpace.
It's a little worse.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, as long as the map still works.
It does.
Okay. All right, we go into the phones. Let's talk to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Greetings, my North American Unionists.
Dave, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? The new North American Union, that's what the president was trying to implement here, I think.
Oh, we totally haven't paid any attention to his speech yet this hour.
And that just goes to show, like, the government could do whatever they want, and the proof of that is the drinking age. You could go Russia, nest of terrorists 1 week, and win the Medal of Honor. Come home and some little punk bartender tell you can't have a beer, you know?
Yep.
What kind of country would do that?
Now, the bartender's just afraid of being arrested. I mean, I'm sure most of the bartenders would love to serve beer to somebody that wanted to come in and buy it. Unfortunately, they're concerned that the person that they're dealing with is an undercover cop, and they're having a sting operation.
Well, strengthens my argument.
Yes, it does.
What kind of government do we live in where they could tell you you could go die for your country or go kill for your country, you know, whatever.
But you can't drink.
But you can't have a beer when you get back for at least 2 years.
Nor can you smoke marijuana, period.
Well, yeah, and that's worse. And the beer is worse than that, you know. It's less dangerous, the marijuana, compared to alcohol.
You know, and I've got an absolutely outrageous story. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to it tonight because we've got to talk about TDD and more, but there's a story about Missouri, which is actually looking to pass a law, I think they might have already done it, which essentially will allow cooking students to taste alcohol, but they have to spit it out. So if you're between 18 and 21 and you're a cooking student, you'll
be
allowed
We're going to have to hire spit police, huh?
Yes, we will.
Oh, undercover spit police. You haven't spit. I seen you. I didn't see
it. you never know, man. It's crazy. Sounds like a new task force we might have to create. David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always, man. 800-259-9231. So you get to bring up whatever you want here. Coming up, Torgo, you want to talk about TDD. Do you even know what that stands for? Because I've never been able to figure it out.
A telephone device for the deaf.
I see. And it is some way that deaf people can make phone calls via an interpreter. Is that right?
Well, originally TDD. Now, you don't have to have a relay operator there, because if you've got two deaf people, they both have TDD units. They can connect to one another and type to one another.
Okay.
A relay operator is for when a deaf person is speaking to a hearing person on the phone.
And you're telling me this is some sort of a federal government program? There's lots of taxpayer dollars being wasted. It's a federal program we've never talked about before. So
that's
we're
going
to explore it here in a little bit. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.